At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'll tell you one thing, Ryan.
Why?
This new computer tower that I have,
sure,
is nowhere near as loud as my laptop was. The laptop was so loud when the fans kicked on. Oh my God.
Okay.
This has 2, 4, 6, 7, 8 fans, and I can barely hear it.
Okay.
It's amazing. So no more, issues with sound bleeding through, because that was the thing when my computer decided to kick on and fly to space.
I've never heard that.
Nah, you wouldn't, but I do on my audio track when I go to edit it.
So what you're saying is this only affects you?
No, you would have heard it if, like, went on the playback. I had to get rid of the sound.
But you did anyway, right? So nobody heard it?
Nobody heard it. Yeah. But
so what you're saying is that
it makes life easier.
Sure. Yeah. For you.
For me. Yeah. And if you were to ever edit my stuff ever.
But yeah, I wouldn't, though.
It would be bad. You would just hear, well, I mean, not anymore, but you just hear a fan taking off into space.
I wouldn't leave it.
Oh, okay.
People deserve to hear it.
It literally sounds like you're by an ocean the whole time, but instead of the waves crashing down periodically, it was just an endless wave of water.
That sounds relaxing.
Sure.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the Golden Globes because it's the only thing that's happened and there's no other content.
It's true. But Severance is coming real soon.
That's, yeah. I mean, way to advertise the next thing that we're doing up top.
Yeah. I mean, you got to do that, right?
I guess if you want to have like a good podcast.
Could you do both? We could do both.
Okay.
If we remember.
We won't. Anyway, Golden Globe. So they happened.
The Globes.
The Globes.
They happened.
They happened. Did you watch them?
I did not watch them, but I.
Good.
The only thing that I saw just plastered all over the internet was Nikki Glaser's jokes from it,
mm-hmm.
which were great.
Yeah.
She was killed great. It. That Wicked one was really good. That was really funny.
I saw that she got paid $400,000.
That's insane. That seems like too much.
Gerard Carmichael in years past got paid $500,000.
Oh, so okay.
It is sort of the amount, like around the amount that
yep.
people get paid to do this.
Sure.
And in the future, they're definitely going to have her do it again because she did a very good job.
Yeah.
And yeah. this time she's coming back for blood.
Yeah, I saw like very specific sections of it. Like I haven't seen every joke that she did there, but I might rewatch it just to catch her stuff because she's funny. But the Timothée Chalamet one
sure.
made me laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just good.
She's good. Yeah.
Other than that, just sort of disclaimer up top.
Yeah.
How much do the Golden Globes matter? Because they're part of the EGOT. So on some level. If you want like a cool, I assume like large necklace that says EGOT on it, then to let everyone know that you've done so.
Yeah.
I assume Whoopi Goldberg, others have them.
Yeah.
It's like the Five Timers Club with SNL, but better because you get a cool necklace. Anyway, the point is that they matter slightly for that reason, but they also sometimes have winners, and this is, you know, the Emmys and the Oscars are similar, but they have sure. winners where every time that it happens, people are scratching their heads as to why, and make people ask the question, well, how much did Netflix have to pay to make that happen?
Yeah, right. For your consideration, you know, here's a bunch of money.
Right. And again, we're talking about this because nothing else is happening. But like, disclaimer up top, none of this matters. The way you win these awards is with money. And to be fair, I suppose capitalism is ingrained in us all, and as well as our award system. So like, it should happen that way, I suppose. What else? What other way would there be? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I read this list, and again, I didn't watch it. So like, I was reading this. I'm like, really? That? Yeah. What?
Also, this bad podcast, because like half of us didn't watch it. And then a lot of what's about to happen is we're going to read categories and winners. And the thing we're going to say right after is, well, I don't watch that because there are too many things to watch.
I mean, we can do like high level. We can just do like the heavy hitting categories.
No, we're going to do them all.
Okay.
Best performance by an actress in a supporting role in any motion picture. I love that they have to in anyone, man.
Yeah. Yeah, this is just the best one of all.
Can be a musical, could be a comedy, could be a drama. It could be us putting the bear in a comedy category again, which I'm sure will come up in the future.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Pretty straightforward here. Margaret Qualley in The Substance got a lot of good reviews in that movie. Conclave is a movie that like that's Conclave is that movie about the Pope or whatever that Stanley Tucci is in and Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah. Voldemort.
Correct. It's going to come up here a few times. It's sort of the it registered to me as Oscar bait, but with Ralph Fiennes, I should watch it.
Sure.
And then it's not even close to the level of Oscar bait that The Brutalist is. That, again, both movies that I most likely will never watch, but like I'm closer to The Conclave than I am to The Brutalist.
Now, what about The Brutalist do you not want to watch? Because that was the one that I was like going to actually go into.
Well, as we'll cover later, it wins Best Drama later in the show. Why don't I want to watch it? Because it doesn't seem very fun to watch.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't seem like at the end of it, I'll be like, I had a good time doing that.
I mean, there are a bunch of movies that I did not have a good time, but it still was brilliant movies.
Yes, those are, and that's great. And anyone who wants to vibe on that exact thing can do so. I don't want to. I don't really want to get to an end of the movie, to end of any movie anymore and be like, wow. That's giving me a lot to think about. I don't know. I'm just over it. I want to get to the end and be like, that made me disassociate positively for an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah, fair. Like Pacific Rim. We mentioned that a lot.
In fact, Pacific Rim should have won every category.
Yeah, even best musical.
Even best actress, Pacific Rim.
Well, I mean, it as the movie title, Pacific Rim, winning the category? Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, anyway, Zoe Saldana won this for Emilia Perez, a movie that we're about to both say we haven't seen. And I assume you don't even know any of the online discourse about this Netflix movie.
I don't, but I did see like an advertisement for it. So like I know what it is. I just have no idea about it. I know it's a French movie.
French.
It's directed. Something with France. Yeah.
a French. Yes. An original. The original source material, French, the director, French, but adapted to be a story set in Mexico. So Spanish speaking.
That's different.
And it stars Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez is in there. And
did you watch this?
No, I just I recently prior to this podcast wanted to learn like, why does everybody hate this? Why is everybody's so mad at the Golden Globes for this winning a bunch of stuff? Again, we're going to learn later, The Brutalist wins best drama and this wins best musical or comedy because it's a musical and there's songs in it.
Sure.
I will say, I just listened to one of the songs and it beat out any song from Wicked. And
are you being serious?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's I like that. That's good.
No, I hate that. And that's bad.
Why? Why do you hate that?
Because the song sucks.
Oh, but do you like it better than the Wicked Songs?
No, the opposite of that.
Oh, I thought you said that you liked it better than the Wicked Songs.
I do not. No.
Oh, understood. I was going to say, okay. Well, if it was being successful, I would be psyched for that movie. But if it's not, that sucks.
Right. No, mainly because, okay, so this is what the deal of Emilia Perez, what the deal is in a concentrated, and I learned about this 10 minutes ago form.
That's okay.
There's a lot of things in the movie that people can hate for reasons other than is the movie good? Right.
Okay.
Because again, it's a story set in Mexico, but it has a French director. And so there's a bit of like, you didn't do a good job representing the place that you decided to make this about. And then, so I mean, some people are mad about that. The main reason people are mad is because it's a story having anything to do with a transgender character as the main character.
Understood. Yeah. That hits a nerve with people, and that's a bummer.
Yeah, people who suck. Anyway, the point is that it's getting, as all movies like this do, it gets review bombed. And so like the point of it, or what I was trying to figure out was, okay, but is the movie good?
Right.
Because all of those things, and all of those reasons are weird noise. Like, I think those things have to be done right for the movie to be a good movie, because you've chosen to go down those roads. But at the end of the day, it's a musical. Are the songs good? Is the music good? Is the movie good? Mm. I listened to one of the songs. Sucked. It was the worst song. I listened to 10 seconds of it. Okay, I'm just going to move on.
Yeah. Well, that's tough. Maybe I'll watch a couple minutes of the actual movie and see if I want to keep watching it. But
yeah, you do that and you let us know. It's on the Netflix.
All right. Yeah.
Ariana Grande in this category, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Did you watch Wicked, right?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Amazing. So cool.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I love. And every time that a representative from said movie is in a category and doesn't win, this is bullshit, so.
All right, moving on.
Best performance by an actress in a television series, musical, or comedy, Jean Smart wins for Hacks. Stacked category. Katherine Hahn for Agatha All Along.
Right.
Selena Gomez, Only Murders in the Building. Only Murders in the Building also put up a cardboard box. It's cardboard box, aka Selena Gomez. Sorry about that. Ayo Edebiri for The Bear.
Yeah.
Quinto Brunson for Abbott Elementary, who has been winning this category for the past few years. And Kristen Bell for Nobody Wants This. I would, out of all of these, give it, I'd be fine with Katherine Hahn. I'd be fine with Ayo Edebiri, but Jean Smart and Hacks is who I would choose.
Sure. Yeah, I was going to say, you like that show, and I figured you would be okay with this one.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah.
Yeah, I started watching. I haven't finished it, but I actually thought just, you know, popular vote, Katherine Hahn was going to go with, I thought she was going to take this one.
Right. I mean, 100%. I would have been fine with that.
Yeah.
But. Oh, well. As long as Selena Gomez doesn't win for Only Murders in the Building, it's not like anything against her as a human being. It's just that she sucks. And
you're up against, you know, you're up against people that are incredibly better. So much better.
Best performance by an actor in a supporting role in any motion picture.
So specific.
Out of these ones, let's see, Denzel Washington in Gladiator 2. Bad.
Did you see Gladiator 2?
Yeah.
Gladiator, I didn't.
It's a carbon copy of the first one.
Lovely.
I think if you want to turn your brain off, I think it's a good movie to do so during, and you'll have a lot of fun.
Right.
I think Paul Mescal is Paul Mescal. But Denzel Washington's character is like...
Typecasted? Is he typecasted? Is it the same as every Denzel character?
No, I don't. And I wouldn't say that about every Denzel character. I think, you know, from, you know... Training Day to Philadelphia, very, very different. What I would say, though, is that this character specifically is, it's Rome still, and he's, so for him to be a character in that, rising through the ranks, trying to become basically the king, there's only really one way to do that, and it's he was born and raised a slave, and then eventually rises from that, and they just like try to hide that as a plot point. And then when it comes out that was the case, everyone should be like, well, yeah, This is Rome in the whatever times. Are you? Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Anyway, point is, Jeremy Strong also for The Apprentice. Jeremy Strong, I find to be just the most annoying person on earth, but great.
You know, he's so pretentious. He comes off as very pretentious. And,
great actor. I mean,
he was amazing in
Succession.
And I liked him in The Gentleman, too. I thought he was great in The Gentleman. He nailed that role. But that role feels like how he is in real life.
I haven't seen Anora. Really want to see it. The Brutalist, we've already discussed. No interest at all. Edward Norton in A Complete Unknown. I really liked him in A Complete Unknown. I thought he was the best part. And he plays Pete Seeger in that movie. So... I would have been fine with him. Kieran Culkin, a real pain, wins it. Another representative from Succession. I'm good with this. It does seem from the trailers, again, a movie I haven't watched, that he plays Kieran Culkin in it.
Sure.
But still, I mean, I like a very fun character to watch. Yeah, I like the guy. What are you going to do?
Yeah, he's as he's grown up, definitely came into his own as like a person and an actor and can stand alone, which is really cool to know.
Best performance by an actor in a television series drama. Billy Bob Thornton Landman is in this category. The amount that TikTok has been trying to push Paramount Plus on me and by proxy Landman, which by the way, all the clips of which every time I get to the end, I'm like, Billy Bob Thornton's good at this.
He is great.
Acting stuff. And I also feel as though like this show looks fun. It's a Tyler Sheridan show. He's the dude who made Yellowstone. It's just like, you know, like old white people porn basically is every show that the dude makes, but I don't know. This show looks good, but I will not pay for Paramount Plus. No, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I had seen, previews for this too, but, you know, that's the extent of what I know about him. He's like an oil derrick guy or something.
Yeah, he's an oil man.
Yeah.
Anyway, the rest of the category, Eddie Redmayne, Day of the Jackal, didn't watch. Gary Oldman, Slow Horses, Feel Like I Should Watch. Everybody feels like I should watch that. Mm. Jake Gyllenhaal, Presumed Innocent, didn't watch, but Jake Gyllenhaal's good. Donald Glover, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, was great.
It was so good.
It was a good show.
Yeah, that was a great show. And also Gary Oldman, Slow Horses, I started watching Slow Horses too, and it's also a very good show.
Oh, nice. But Hiroyuki Sanada in Shogun wins this.
Yeah.
And this is who I would have given it to anyway.
Yeah, I would have, you know, I could have not seen any of these movies or show, or no, this TV series. Could have not seen any of these, and I would have loved for him to get it because he's great.
Which is a funny sentence you just said because you've seen one of them.
No, if he, right, but
or twosies, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah, and like Donald Glover's great, Gary Oldman's great, but I would have still given it to the Shogun show for sure.
It's a great show, man. I really look forward to watching it.
I know, and you
it.
Keep telling me to watch it, and I really should watch it.
Best performance by an actress in a supporting role in a television series. Sad that Liza Colon-Zayas from The Bear didn't win this, specifically for her like one episode that she was in that she was great in. It was just so, so good. But I'm 100% good with Jessica Gunning from Baby Reindeer winning this, because I don't think she's ever going to get a part in anything ever again.
Because
her part in Baby Reindeer was...
It literally was career defining for her. That is how everyone's gonna know her, and I guess that's good or bad, right? But
it's
she was excellent.
Bad for her, good for us.
She was excellent.
It's a show I'll never watch again, but think of all the time and be like,
I think of it a lot still too. I can't believe that was real.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. Anyway, best performance by an actor in a supporting role in a television series. Eben Ross Backrack, I assumed would win for The Bear. Same category, Harrison Ford Shrinking, which I would have been 100% fine with.
Yep.
But we got another winner from Shogun, a name that I will, if you'd like to try to pronounce, you sure can. I will do a terrible job. I'll just offend an entire nation if I try to do so.
I think it's Tadanobu Asano.
Actually, yeah, you nailed it. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Again, anyone winning from Shogun, down to clown. But
also, Javier Bardem. I didn't even know, like, that's another one. I had no idea that one existed.
Yeah, and the Eric Menendez show. The Menendez Brothers show.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this. I think Eben Moss Bacharach is so good in The Bear.
Yes.
And sometimes carries entire episodes by himself. So, but either way. Tough category.
Yeah.
Best performance by an actor in a television series, musical, or comedy. This is the time in which we all go, hey, is The Bear a comedy?
No, it's not.
It's not that.
It's not. And honestly, Jeremy Allen White winning this, like, I think he should win for his performance in The Bear, but not for this category. I think Jason Segel should have taken this one.
Right. I'd have been fine with Jason Segel. I would have been fine with Martin Short or Steve Martin for Only Murders in the Building, although I think they do come as like a pair. It's hard to pick one or the other. But yeah, I would have given it to Jason Segel for Shrinking because Shrinking rules.
I think given third season, maybe he'll have a chance because it deserves to win something, man. That's an amazing show.
I bounced off of A Man on the Inside, Ted Danson. It's a Michael Schur show. I've liked every Michael Schur show ever. Wow. Yeah. And I'll probably give it another shot, but I did bounce off of it pretty hard. And then Adam Brody and Nobody Wants This was great. And honestly, I would have been fine with him winning as well. I would have been like, okay with him winning. Because again, Jason Segel Shrinking. But Jeremy Allen White, fine. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Not a comedy, but okay.
No, it's not. Absolutely not.
Best screenplay, Substance, Real Pain, The Brutalist, Nora, Emilia Perez, Conclave. Conclave wins. I think we just move on because For sure.
I mean, it winning like makes me want to see it. So I suppose they're achieving their goal there.
Sure. I'm going to skip over Stand Up because I hate this category. It's always bad. It never has the best show or the best hours in comedy from the previous year.
Sure.
And whoever picks the people who go into this category are bad. They don't know what they're doing. Best motion picture, non-English language. It was Emilia Perez. We'll come back there. The best performance by an actor in a limited series, anthology series, or motion picture made for television. The category is Andrew Scott in Ripley, Ewan McGregor in A Gentleman in Moscow, Cooper Koch in Monsters, The Lyle and Eric Menendez Story, Kevin Kline in A Disclaimer, Richard Gadd in Baby Reindeer, and Colin Farrell in The Penguin. I think this was a pretty straightforward fight between Richard Gadd in Baby Reindeer and Colin Farrell in The Penguin. Would have been good with either of those. Glad that Colin Farrell won just for the amount of makeup that he had to do. But again, honestly, I think I would have given it to Richard Gadd.
You think?
Yeah. I remember that show.
It was crazy. But Colin Farrell as the Penguin was
amazing.
So perfect. Good. He's so good. He deserves we said this on our podcast about the Penguin, which you can listen to.
That's true.
You don't know it's him. It's so hard to tell that it's him. And I think that's a testament to the crew, the makeup, the set design, everything just molded together so perfectly. And he made it come together, which is, I like this one.
Of course. Yeah. I just go back to that final monologue in the last episode of Baby Reindeer. And I'm like,
that's true.
I don't know, man. That's
excellent.
Crazy.
Do they have like an award in here for like best episode of television? Maybe you could win that one.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Although, to be fair, you know, it would be going up against episode 4 in The Penguin. And
yeah.
And it's tough.
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of The Penguin, best performance by an actress in a limited series, anthology series, or motion picture made for television. We got Kate Winslet in The Regime, Naomi Watts, Sofia Vergara, Kristen Milioti in The Penguin, Cate Blanchett, Disclaimer, and Jodie Foster, True Detective, Night Country, which, by the way, I said was coming up here on the last episode. I was like, oh, that's coming up. And then we got a comment being like, that's been out for perhaps
years.
Ever.
So months and months. But
so
this one bummed me out.
I must reiterate. We don't know anything. So, and if that's not clear from this episode where, anyway, the point is, Kristen Milioti not winning is a real bummer here. She absolutely should have.
Do you think Jodie Foster took the win because of her, like, you know, back catalog and her being Jodie Foster?
I guarantee you she's amazing in that show.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I bet that show is pretty good. True Detective has always been great.
Yeah.
It just gets constantly overshadowed by how great the first season was.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, I know. I bet she's amazing. But without seeing it, and I won't probably, so, but I just watched The Penguin and Kristen Milioti showed one that.
Yeah, she's good. I mean, at least she was nominated. If she wasn't nominated, that'd be a problem.
She didn't win. That's my problem.
Yeah, so. Fair.
Best performance by an actress in a motion picture, musical or comedy. We got The Substance, Demi Moore, who won. Amy Adams, Night Bitch. I want to see that movie. I don't actually, 50% of me wants to see that movie.
I don't even, what is it about? I don't even know what it's about. I keep seeing
Amy Adams. She's a mother.
Sure.
Hardest job there is.
Yeah.
And, absolutely. She's going through it, and she's also kind of turning into a dog.
Is that real or
that's
that
real? A, yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
Yep.
So she's a werewolf.
Sort of. No, no. I think the distinction between werewolf and dog here are important.
Yeah. I just meant like turning into a dog at night. Like it's very werewolfish.
I agree with your assessment. I'm just saying. Yeah. Anyway, Zendaya and Challengers, Mikey Madison, who everyone thought was going to win for Anora. By the way, Anora, the movie that everyone assumed going into this night was just going to sweep, but obviously ended up not doing it. And the person I would have chosen, Cynthia Erivo, for Wicked, because obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. I.
That's saying, though, haven't seen The Substance. Don't really want to, if I'm being honest.
This is another one, like Demi Moore has been around a long time, has a huge back catalog. Like, is this not a little bit of...
Yeah, a part of it is, in her speech, she was like, this is the first thing I've won in 40 years. So I
bet that's insane.
A little bit of that is it. But I also think this is sort of a Lord of the Rings Oscar situation where nobody, like, it really didn't win for one or two. And then when the third one came up, everyone was like, okay.
You got to do it.
We got to give it to them now. Like they're about to leave. So I feel as though Cynthia and Ariana Grande, and I bet, you know, it will win for the second one. The problem with that is it's just going to be, while it's going to be a great movie, no doubt, the first one will always be better because it has the better songs in it. So,
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel weird about it.
It's just, I mean, they'll probably win Academy Award.
Let's hope.
Most likely.
Let us hope. Best performance by an actor in a motion picture, musical, or comedy. Won by Sebastian Stan in the award Beatty, A Different Man.
Yeah.
But this one, I mean, like, the rest of it is Jesse Plemons, Glenn Powell, and Hitman, which I watched. It was pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was kind of boring. Richard Linklater movie, which I always really enjoy. School of Rock, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Waking Life, that guy. But... Jesse Eisenberg plays Jesse Eisenberg in Real Pain. He didn't win. He must be real sad that Kieran Culkin played Kieran Culkin and won.
Yeah. Well, he's just a better person,
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This one, best motion picture animated.
This one made me sad.
Pretty sad. Although I haven't watched the winner, which is Flow, and it's now on streaming. You can rent it for $5.99 on Amazon.
Okay.
And I'm going to, because it looks beautiful and I want to watch it.
Sure.
Just because I need to see. So out of all of these, right, I thought it was a pretty intense match between Inside Out 2 and The Wild Robot.
Oh, Wild Robot would have taken this one if it was my choice, for sure.
100%.
That movie made me cry.
It was so
beautiful.
The fact that it didn't win is a real bummer.
Yeah. I mean, and I really loved Inside Out 2.
Of course.
I saw Moana too, and I thought that was very good.
Cool.
But Wild Robot by a landslide.
Yeah, we have to come back here because I think we both need to watch Flow and then decide.
I agree.
But gosh, you know,
can't
best director
all,
motion picture. Can't win. What do you mean all? They had one chance. Anyway,
yeah.
Best director motion picture. God, I don't care about this. I'm going to move on.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? Normally, this is like a very like coveted category that I would care about or know at least one of these from, and I really don't.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Sean Baker assumed he was... The world assumed Sean Baker was going to win for Anora, and then they didn't win anything.
Sure. That's a bummer. That's another movie I had never heard anything about.
Oh, that... Yeah, all the reviews of that are just like life-changing.
Oh, come on.
I don't know what to tell you. That's what the vibe is.
Life-changing.
You'll never be the same.
I'm gonna leave that theater and my life will be different.
I don't know why. I do know why, but like that review does make me not want to watch things.
Yeah.
Best original score motion picture. Challengers wins. Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross.
I mean,
I feel like you I mean, yes. I haven't seen that movie. I do want to, but you haven't seen it. But Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross, ever since The Social Network, basically, if they sign up for a movie, they're winning this award.
Yep. And I'm fine with that. I think they do an excellent job at like capturing the feeling of the movie without words or anything. They're very good at their job.
I will say, the Wild Robot also nominated here.
Oh, I know.
Would have been fine with that.
Would have been great with that. Hans would have been great with Hans.
And Dune, especially Hans Zimmer for Dune Part 2, he was getting kind of roasted because like 40% of the Dune Part 2 soundtrack or score was kind of reused from the first one. But that's obviously going to happen. It's like, you know, Dune has themes. They're going to continue throughout Dunes 2 and 3. But I mean, the music in that was... It's
pretty good.
The adjectives we use, we don't use enough of them. I was going to say like incredible. Anyway, this is fine. Here's where it actually, do I care about this? I was about to rate a best original song motion picture. It looks like they can't nominate Wicked here because they're not original songs.
They're not. Right. I was going to say
they're from the musical, but like every song would have kicked the shit out of truly any one of these.
Yeah, I think the only one that, again, that I knew of was Kiss the Sky by Wild Robot. And I listened to it again when I saw this list because I'm like, I mean, I need some context of where I've heard this song. And it's great. I mean, it's great.
I'm sad that Wild Robot didn't win anything.
I know. It's such a bummer. They have a chance still. They have a chance for an Academy Award.
I hope so. We talked about this last year. But cinematic and box office achievement is the way, it's the way you know all of this means nothing.
Yeah. I hate this one.
It's also like a thing, like everyone should have known that forever, right? Like that's not new news. But to make this award and then not even give it to, like last year, I feel like this award has been used to just give whoever makes the most money.
Yeah.
Which honestly,
for sure,
if that was the only parameter.
Yeah,
I'd be fine with it.
Sure.
But this, if so, Wicked wins, fine with that. Love Wicked.
Yeah, makes sense.
The other in the category is Alien Romulus, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Deadpool and Wolverine, Gladiator 2, Inside Out 2, Twisters, and again, The Wild Robot.
Yeah.
If this was going on box office, Inside Out 2 would win because Inside Out 2 made so much money.
Did it make more? Did it make more than the rest of them on this list?
Oh, yeah.
I would have assumed.
I'm saying
Deadpool,
that with confidence.
Wolverine.
I'm saying that with confidence.
Yeah.
Let's all Google.
Yeah. While you're Googling, if you look at this list, the only thing, well, no, I suppose not. Now, I was going to say the only thing on this list that is an original IP is The Wild Robot, but that's not true. That was a book. Everything else here is a remake or a sequel. And that's a bummer.
Twisters.
Twisters do it? No.
Twisters and Alien Romulus made between like 300 and 400 million.
Yeah. Really? It's between Deadpool and I think it's between Deadpool and Inside Out.
Beetlejuice made like 450.
Yeah.
I mean, Gladiator 2 had to have made a butt ton. 450. Wild Robot cannot have made more than Inside Out 2. I'm not going to do that. But let's go see Inside Out 2, 1.7 billion.
Jesus. And then Deadpool?
And Deadpool and Wolverine definitely didn't make 1.7 billion, did it?
I don't know. The hype was pretty real on that movie.
1.3. So definitely.
Okay, it was still over a billion, though.
And how much has Wicked made so far? This is my favorite part of the podcast where we just read numbers.
I mean, makes it so they don't have to.
That's a good call, man.
Yeah, man.
It has so far made 680 million.
Okay, so it might hit the billion mark, but.
Honestly, I thought it would make more than that.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point is, if this was going to box office achievement, it would have been Wicked in the category, something that made twice as much, more than twice as much. So this means nothing. Everything's a lie.
So what do they base this off of?
Oh, the point of, I think, that entire exercise was absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
We're on the same page.
Great. Best television limited series, anthology series, or motion picture made for television. True Detective Night Country is here. But obviously, I think this is just between The Penguin and Baby Reindeer.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way I felt about Colin Farrell versus Richard Gadd, which is both were great. But I choose Baby Reindeer because I'm going to remember baby reindeer for a long time.
Yeah, I think I'll also remember the penguin for a long time. The only difference is that I would rewatch the penguin. I wouldn't rewatch baby reindeer.
Well, that's because baby reindeer was tough.
It was tough. I mean, if you want to like get into a weird headspace, you can watch it.
Honestly, I think I would have chosen the penguin. I just, as we previously discussed again on the thing you can listen to, us talking about the full penguin series episode by episode.
Yeah.
I really hated something that happened at the end of it. And so, yes. and it didn't ruin the show for me, but it definitely made it worse. And,
yeah.
And I didn't hate what happened at the end of Baby Reindeer. In fact, I thought it was a perfect ending.
Oh, it was great. Yeah. Yeah. That show was so well done. It came out of left field and it hits like such a crazy taboo topic kind of.
Yeah, oh, a few of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I get it. Not upset.
Best television series, comedy, or musical. This is, again, Abbott Elementary has been winning this, although The Bear, again, is in this category.
Yeah.
I'm glad it didn't win, because, as previously discussed, not a comedy or musical.
Sure.
I would have been really okay with season 4 of Only Murders in the Building winning this, though.
I've never watched a single episode of that show.
You should. It's incredibly charming, and Steve Martin and Marty Short are absolutely
legends,
and legendary. Of course.
Did you watch The Gentleman?
No,
you didn't watch The Gentleman show.
No, you told me to, and I didn't.
Oh, it's good. It's good. It's great. I really like it. I can't wait for season 2.
Hacks wins this. I'm fine with that. I really like that show. Again, though, sort of sad. Weird. I would have given it to season 4 of Only Murders in the Building. It just shouldn't have been as good as it was.
Yeah.
Especially for a fourth season of a show, of a comedy.
Right. All right. I mean, my girlfriend watches it. I'll ask her what the vibes are and then if she wants to rewatch the whole thing.
I mean, the first season's also great. I think it takes a little dip in the second and third. And then... Yeah. That's where like the expectations game comes into play, because again, like season 4, we got to the end of season 4. I was like, shit. All right. Wow. You guys did it. Good job. Best performance by an actress in a television series. Maya Erskine from Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I would have been 100%.
Oh yeah. She was really, really great.
Emma Darcy, House of the Dragon. I'd be fine with that as well. I think Rhaenyra's a good character in a show that sometimes struggles to live up to his predecessor, but at the same time, like a great character. But Anna Sawai for Shogun, absolutely, like 100%.
Yeah, no, I really gotta watch this show.
Yeah, everyone in that show is just killing
it. And I love the whole tactful way they did the subtitles and like the different languages. Like That's so cool when I watched that. Yeah, I was like, dang, that's such a good way to approach it.
And just to make it very clear, because this is what I used to try to sell Adam on this before.
Yes.
Like halfway through episode 1, they put in a plot point that's not like cringe and lame. And a lot of what is subtitled becomes just like English. And which... I'm fine reading subtitles, but I appreciate when they build something into the story where I don't have to as much, because I like looking at a screen rather than the words on the bottom of it a lot of the time. So like I'm used to like watching anime. Fine. You know, that's the way I prefer it. But with live action shows, not so much. And I was going to be good with it because, again, of how good the show is. But that's a thing they do. They chose to do. And it's one of many reasons.
Speaking of subtitled shows, did you watch Squid Game 2?
No. Did you?
Yes, I did. It's pretty good. It's not as good as the first season, but it's pretty good. Just throwing that out there.
I don't know why.
There's some great characters in there.
Okay. Well, so best television drama series, as we're discussing, The Day of the Jackal, Slow Horses, Squid Game, The Diplomat, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and Shogun. Again, I haven't watched Shogun season 2. You just said to watch it. Okie dokie.
Squid Game.
The rest of this, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I would have been good with. But I don't know if I would have been good. No, I wouldn't have actually.
No, see, you're heavy on Shogun, which is totally fine, and I would probably agree with you. But Mr. and Mrs. Smith absolutely needs to be talked about. That was such a great show. That's another one that I thought it was going to be kitschy and silly and stupid, but then when they started announcing the cast and like the whole vibe of it, I was like, oh, this is different, and I loved it. Really, really loved that show.
Best performance by an actress in a motion picture drama. I know none of these.
Yeah.
I know these people. Yeah, I know, sure. But I have only seen one of these movies. So that being Lee with Kate Winslet.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just going to move on, I think.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Yeah. Best performance by an actor in a motion picture drama. Lot of like Oscar Beatty bullshit. In this, I mean, Sebastian Stan, The Apprentice, you could count as that category. Ralph Fiennes, Conclave, 100%. Don't know that one. Daniel Craig in Queer, 100%. Oscar Beatty, Timothy Chalamet, A Complete Unknown, same. And Adrian Brody, The Brutalist, as Oscar Beatty as it gets and wins. And then moving on instantly to Best Motion Picture Drama. September 5th, I don't know what that is. Nickel Boys.
No.
Never heard of
it. It's a date. It's a date, Ryan. That's all I know.
Oh, okay. Nickel Boys, never heard of.
Yeah.
Dune Part 2, love that movie.
I know that movie.
Conclave, sure. Maybe one day. A Complete Unknown, watched it, liked it. The Brutalist, won.
Yeah.
Whatever. Honestly. The thing about this category is like,
yeah,
they're going to give it to the one that they feel like they have to.
Of course.
But you know what? You know which one you should win? You know what should win this category, Adam?
What should win this category?
Dune.
Dune, for sure.
Like,
it's Dune.
Just, yeah.
Yeah. Again, this don't matter.
It doesn't matter. And also, and this is why, like, everybody steps out of Dune 2 and is like, okay, Dune's sick. Like, and,
yeah, it's sick.
And then it doesn't win stuff. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, it's a bummer.
And
same,
then,
with, same with this final category here.
Yeah, same with this final category. It's actually like exactly the same. So
yeah.
We have The Substance, A Real Pain, Challengers, Anora, Emilia Perez, and Wicked.
Yeah.
There's a lot to talk about here. I'm only going to focus in on the one thing because it's all I really care about. And it's that Wicked didn't win. So that's dumb.
Yeah, that's a big bummer.
I'd have been fine with Challengers. I haven't seen Challengers, but it's universally loved. So, sure. Anora on the same page, right? Everyone assumed Anora was going to win. So that would have been, I guess, fine as well. A Real Pain, we've talked about multiple times. I honestly don't have a want to see it, but maybe one day. Substance, I've never heard of that in my life.
Yeah, same.
And Emilia Perez, as we've previously discussed, is what won. And The Substance is with the Demi Moore movie. My bad.
Yes. Yeah.
And Margaret Qualley
too. Yep.
So I just don't have a bad memory is what's actually happening there.
Getting old, Ryan.
I am. Wicked and Dune though. So
yeah, for sure. That's how it should have been. Like,
obviously.
Yeah. We have one more chance here. Academy. One more chance to make it happen.
Right. And if you don't do it, Hollywood's done.
Hollywood's stupid.
No, it's done, dude. It's out of there. No one will even care anymore.
No one doesn't even care.
Anyway, that was our show about the Golden Globes.
That's what you get when we don't have a show to talk about.
Yeah, it's about it. The Golden Globes. Fun. It was good. Everyone should watch.
Hey, if you didn't watch the Golden Globes, then listening to this is informative.
Yeah, I think the main takeaways here is watch Shogun.
Yeah, I think so. I think I will do that.
Thanks for listening. You can see us and hear us on our assorted social media platforms that Adam is about to list out in a list.
Wow. Thank you for listening. Yes, please subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/HBOBOIZ. For $1 or more a month, you can get these episodes ad-free and early and some periodic Patreon exclusives here and there if we are feeling crazy. But you also get your name shouted out at the end of the episode. So we'd like to thank our current patrons, Connor O'Dowd, Jamie Lochner, Howdy Dream Cowboys, Chris Wood, Brent Ginn, Craig John Jewers, Major Woody, Butter Nichols, Buffalo Pizzle, C. Fritz, and Cosmic Starfish Number 1. And thank you, Brent Ginn, for being our $5 a month tier patron. That little extra is pretty cool. And you can follow us on all of our social medias at the HBO Boys Pod or at the HBO Boys Podcast. I'm on Blue Sky, Threads, Instagram, TikTok. You know them all. Follow us, like us, subscribe to us. And
I'm going to interject here.
No, please.
Here's some hard numbers for you.
Okay? Tell me. Yes.
Adobe Audition costs $20 a month.
Yes, it does.
We make $16 a month.
Yeah.
We need four more. Come on.
Four more dollars, guys. Come on.
And then the show pays for itself. Easy
you
money.
You know, we appreciate that $16, though, Ryan. Don't forget.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Yeah. He's so genuine.
Listen, okay. At least you get the truth here.
That's Jesus Christ.
I really do appreciate it. It's just we need four more dollars. So,
okay, bye.
Bye.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.